Hello everyone, and welcome back to session 2 for CUNY Forum on Buddhism. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you to turn off your cell phones so that there's no distraction. We are honored today to have Dharma Master Zhen Cheng from Bodai Monastery, who will address the topic on peace and mind, which is today's theme. Master Zhen Cheng will be delivering his talk in Mandarin Chinese. So for those of you who don't speak Chinese, do not worry. We have Mr. Jimmy Yu, who will assist us and translate the speech into English. So let us give a warm welcome to Master Zhen Cheng.
Namo Bensha Shiya Munifo.
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 讲题聚集文化的特质广破自我普世灵
So we just paid refuge, paid homage to the Buddha three times, Shakyamuni Buddha three times. Today my topic will be the unique quality of a utopian society. It's a society where people contemplate, enjoys their
attachment. This is the first 比较起来，有许许多多的不同的地方，因为这样子啊，形成了它的特质，也就形成了它特殊的力量，特殊的功用。好。If
we examine the Buddhist civilization or we say Buddhist culture, it is unique from worldly civilizations or worldly cultures. From the perspective of this culture of Buddhism, we can see that from the perspectives of its function and its very purpose, they manifest a tremendous amount of power, and we'll go into that shortly.
我们这个世界呀。 苏格有许许多多的问题，尤其是苏格这个问题啊非常严重。那么这个严重的这个根本通在什么地方？就是苏格通在我们每个人啊都执着一个真实的我。 因为你执着真实的我，他执着真实的我，我与我就互相斗争。我们看吧，这个我这里造型啊，造型非常可怕。为什么呢？啊，苏格这个左边啊是蛇，右边是锅啊，也就是说。 人与人相处，种族或者国家，啊，或者世界相处了，许多的意见不同。这个时候啊，我就要伤害你，你就要杀害我啊！这个世界之所以不灵啊，就通在这个地方。现在这个佛法最重要的啊。 就是要叫我们看破了每一个人的这个自我，了解了它是一切祸害之根。哦，那么这样子哦，要破除这个自我，这个世界啊才能普遍的安宁。
When we examine human civilization, we see various problems, calamities, troubles. And when we examine further into this, these problems, we see that the very foundation or the source is this sense of self-grasping. No matter what culture it may be, no matter how advanced it may be, all of the problems actually can be traced back to this sense of self, grasping. What does it mean to be self-attached? It refers to this kind of self-referentiality. Everyone experiences the whole world from their own perspective. They grasp onto their own opinions, views. So when each and every person in a civilization is attached this way, obviously there will be friction between one person with the other person. Likewise with different nations. Something quite interesting is when you examine the Chinese character for the word self, it's consists of two parts. On the left, you have the radical for hand. On the right, you have the character for division. And this is quite descriptive of the very function of this self, and which leads to all sorts of calamities. This divisiveness between self and others is the cause of this problem. And what is unique about Buddhism is that its quintessential teaching traces back to this complete eradication of this fundamental problem, this self-grasping.
是说过去的无量诸佛和二千五百一十年之前啊，释迦佛说过这些佛呀，他们所证的，这个证是个什么呢？就是说一般人啊都有心理、物理、生理的这个障碍，现在证入了真理了。 这个三法门的障碍呀，完全脱离掉了。因此呢，释迦所宣传的这个真理，释迦他能够成为一切文化的最高的一个顶峰。
Utopia, which we will call a civilization free from self-grasping, the Buddha's realizations are completely revealed. It is considered the culmination of culture or civilization. Why is that? And that's because this self-grasping, why is that? It's because when we examine various problems, even on an individual level, we encounter various obstructions. Obstructions with regards to our physical body, with our mind, and with the external environment. But the meaning or the significance of a Buddha's realization, Shakyamuni Buddha, and also Buddhas of the Buddhas of the past, what they have realized is something that can completely eradicate all of these obstructions and hindrances of the body, mind, and the environment.
说这个诸佛呀，说真的，说的。 成为文化之定，什么叫做文化之定啊？请注意看，哎，累累歪歪都化融，开开通通，品消失。
所以这个诸佛的本身和他所讲的这个道理，所以不管是内内外外的呀，所有的这种障碍都完全啊化融的呀干净了啦。同时呢，说啊，在这个诸佛的心经当中，它也是开开通通的。说啊，这个心啊非常开阔，所了解这个道理啊是平通于一切，超过了时间，同时呢又普遍于世间，所以在这样的开通当中啊，他所有的这个烦恼障碍都普遍的啊消失掉了。
What is this realization of the Buddhas? It is that which is able to eradicate all vexations and attachments to this self. So internally and externally, it is penetrating and insightful. And not only that, it is open and vast. That is, the minds of the Buddhas are extremely vast and open. The meaning of this is that it's free from the obstructions of this self-referentiality, this vexation and all kinds of attachment. And because of this, it's able to bring a culture to its culmination.
超越相对啊，去释然啊，因为这个佛法呀，它最特殊的地方，就是说同世间的一起比起来，世间的一切都是这个相对的，凡是相对的哟，都有种种的染污，都有种种的呀这个斗争。那么现在呢，就超越了这个相对喽，这个世界上种种的染污斗争啊，就完全啊去掉了。
In this utopia, this ideal civilization, is a place where all oppositions are transcended and worldly defilements purged. How is it possible to transcend all oppositions? This traces back to what I was saying earlier about being free from self-attachment. So the insight and the wisdom of the Buddhas is such that because a Buddha is free from self-attachment,It is opposed to nothing. So it transcends all oppositions. And because all oppositions are transcended, all calamities, frictions, difficulties, or obstructions are at the same time transcended.
彻即绝对，错是清。现在呀，这个佛所说的呀，一切就是啊，完全啊，彻底的呀，契合了，响应了真理，所以啊，他进入了这个绝对的境界。绝对呀，就是把这个心理上种种的相对，就完全啊克服了，消除了了。那么这样子啊，说他的眼光啊超过了世间一切的人，甚至于超过了世间的圣哉，所以把世着世间的一切个都看得究竟，看得个清净了了。
Its insight is in perfect accordance with non-duality. And its insight is utterly pure, beyond the worldly. And the meaning of this is a further elaboration of the wisdom of the Buddha. Because the Buddha's insight allows him to be free from self-attachment. Therefore, he will not experience any opposition, duality, which is what characterizes the worldly, all kinds of phenomena. And because of this non-dual awareness, it's able to see the worldly and that which transcends the world in utter clarity, to be able to see things as they are without the coloration of the sense of self. And because of that, everything is purified. So thus, my verse here says, it is utterly pure, beyond the worldly.
现在请诸位看注释，说凡人我造被旅啊，被舍对冲向宽塞，就是说讲这个世间的哦，许多不了解真理的人，这都是些啊一般的这个凡夫。凡夫最要紧的是什么呢？就是说讲你要我让我相对，我方便你，你方便我。因此啊，说个高人啊，主要造这个壁垒，这个壁垒等于是堡垒一样啊，就是说我这个堡垒啊，造那个很高很大，他这个堡垒啊也是这样。因此呢，就你方我，我方你，你要斗争我，我要斗争你呀、啊。
By the way, there is a.You should have a Xerox of the verses that he has written, handed out in the packet. So, a further elaboration of this. When we examine the world, because of this opposition, this fundamental sense of opposition that we feel, people feel separated. And the separation is likened to a thick, tall wall.Between people. So everywhere they go, they are obstructed by the other. And the other is sensed because of this existence of the sense of self. And because of this opposition, there's much suffering and vexations.
所以啊，互相对视，互相冲突啊，互相的啊，这个宽杀，不只是说啊，一座同一座哦，就是同族同种人，为了利害得失的冲突呀，造成的互相斗争，互相杀害。古今的这个历史上的季节哟，非常非常的多，也分明。
And because of this fundamental sense of opposition that we feel, the world is characterized by calamities, war, the killing of one another, and this is testified in human history.Numerous cases, countless cases of battles and wars. And the fundamental reason for that is people want to possess, defend, and guard what belongs to themselves, what is beneficial to the eye, and what is harmful to the eye. So because of this sense of eye, and then the other, then there is this killing.
世界绝对错事情，那么现在呀，这个修学法呀，如果你彻底的呀弃入来了，就是与这一个
诸佛阿罗汉人所证的所说的所行的真理想合了了。那么这样子啊，苏格把一般人种种的想度的心境，那么现在呢，因为有了正法之光，照破了这个相对的这个厉害，进而了这个绝对的境界了。绝对是什么呢？把许多的东西啊都扫荡掉了，出世情啊。那么现在的这个眼光啊，才真正的啊，把一切啊都看得清清楚楚来了。那么在这样的这个思想和行为当中啊，完全啊与这个清净的真理相应了。人做到这样的境界啊，他才真正是心安理得呀。
So as Buddhists, as practitioners, we must emulate the Buddha. In particular, we must learn from this wisdom, the wisdom of non-duality, of non-opposition. And that is the insight. And this insight, whether the teaching is directly from the Buddha or the Arahats, that is the people who have reached full liberation,use these teachings as a light, to light of the correct Dharma, to shine on our own behavior, our own mindsets, so that we can too come in accordance with this non-opposition, diminish this self-grasping. When we can do this, then we will be able to free ourselves from this constant self-referentiality and really see things as they are. When we see things as they are, then we see things in their purity without the coloration of the eye. And when we do that, then the world will naturally be at peace.
现在看地上是当火慈悲呀、非异类，融合敦度汉大同啊。如果一个真正修学佛法的，如果把这个彼此相对相冲的这个心境啊，都扫荡掉了。因此啊，说这个心境啊非常的开阔广大，说不但是重视要帮助同族，就是种种的其他的这个民族也算是一视同仁啊，都把它啊看成是内外的另外的一种人。
So when the self-grasping, this dualistic mentality is completely swept away, then the person not only sees things in its utter clarity, purity, the distinctions of this race versus another race, racial discriminations will also be done away with.So that there's complete equanimity. The person is able to embrace all humanity.
具有了这样的眼光和心量，因此啊，都是一种融融大度，是后起一片，对待任何人啊都非常这个敦厚，都非常这个真实啊。那么在这样的心量眼光之下呀，所以啊，他这个含容量啊大起来了。等于说啊，大家啊都是啊同一个根本属性啊，那。不会再互相的伤害哦。
When this is accomplished, that is the full realization of the Buddha, then that individual is able to embrace everything without any sense of opposition. Not only that, the person will naturally be harmonious, patient, is able to accept all kinds of beings, and as if all of the beings have the same source, the same origin.
绝对无障哦，有爱呀、啊！按着不染波罗蜜呀、啊，我们学学了佛法呀、啊，把这个自我啊完全降服，进一步断除了了。那么这个自我是一切障碍之根，你断除了啦，它任何样的障碍就没有了啦。所以啊，任何样的种种的挂碍呀、啊，也就远离了啦。
Such non-duality, this non-dual state of mind, is free from obstructions and hindrances.Because people abide in the transcendent wisdom of emptiness or prajnaparamita. And this again is a further elaboration of that state in which the perfection of wisdom is attained, wherein an individual can sweep away self-grasping. So as practitioners, as Buddhists, we must emulate this. First, we must learn to be mindful of the workings of the sense of self-grasping. Then we can tame it, and then we can eradicate it completely. So when this is done, obviously, and of course, there will be no opposition or hindrances. Wherever an individual goes, he or she will not feel obstructed.
那么这个时候呢，他这个心啊就能安住了。什么叫做安住啊？地不活不动，不迁移呀、啊，雨莫动静会如是。就是说啊，真正的住是什么？一方面与真理相应了了，由于与真理相应了了，他面对一切都看清楚了了，不会啊再有任何样的疑惑了了，没有疑惑了啊，不管外境怎么样子的呀。哦，种种的变化，种种的诱惑，他也不会要动心了了。换一个呢，是说啊，这个世界上啊，有种种的思想，种种的议论，种种这个学说，有的啊说对于他的这些一切个说的天花乱坠。一般人啊，没有与真理相应的，都被他呀诱惑住了了，被他吸取了了。现在呢说啊，我知道了真理了，你说的那些啊，都是与种种的真理啊不契合的。
So, the text says that.The people is able, when this is accomplished, the person is able to abide in the transcendent wisdom of emptiness. I'd like to focus here on the word abide, or literally translated, peacefully abiding. The meaning of this is, this refers to the state of samadhi, or meditative absorption. But an expanded understanding of samadhi would be a person that's unmoved. It's unmoved by all sorts of enticements, worldly enticements, all sorts of sense stimulations. So this not only includes the world, the sensual world around us, but also in particular the various intellectual or philosophical positions. Because the deeper meaning of this abiding refers to unmoved on the one hand, and yet on the other, in perfect accordance. In accordance with what? In accordance with this transcendent wisdom, this insight, wisdom of no self. When a person has tasted this wisdom of no self experientially, he or she will not be moved by all sorts of sophistry, philosophical positions, because when you examine the world, people have all kinds of ideas. Great thinkers come up with all kinds of theories of existence. So if a person have actually tasted the original state free from the self, that is the ultimate reality as it is, that person will not be swayed, moved, or influenced by any of these philosophical traditions.
与莫动静会如谁啊? 到了三种的这个波底啊，这个境界了，也进入了这个三步的境界了。现在呀，不管是自己啊所说的，都忽略道理，即使在自己啊沉默观照的时候。 也观照得非常清醒，因此啊，说不管是怎么样的任何环境之下呀，种种的互动表现，相反的呢，一个人处的时候，说个这个心啊，都非常啊这个平静。 那么现在这儿啊，要简单的说一句话，就是说人真正啊有了智慧喽，他这个心啊才能平静的呀下来，因为到了这样的境界呀，他就会体会而且相应，说个这个佛法是如如实实。 这个如是什么呢？就是说，世间上的一切过去、现在、未来，总有种种的变化，可以说瞬息万变。现在呀，悟入了这个一观的真理了，这个真理是真实究竟。 哦，他就不会啊，再像一般的哦，种种的啊，这个执着，为什么呢？因为和如是真理啊所相应了。When
a person has personally experienced this wisdom of the Buddha, then that individual will not only be swayed by various intellectual philosophical standpoints, but also that person in all situations, whether it's in meditation or post-meditation time, that person will be in accordance with what is actually happening in reality. What does it mean when I refer to what is actually happening? This is a state free from the coloration of self-referentiality, self-attachment, self-opinions, and all of these things. And when this, and when an individual has experienced this, this is what we call wisdom. Wisdom of true suchness. What is true suchness? True suchness simply refers to things as they are. Things as such is exactly as they are. So that is the state of one who is awakened.
现在说不为波罗蜜呀，这个不为波罗蜜呀，简单说就是究竟的这个智慧，说你悟入了这样的智慧当中啊，一命啊与真理相应了，不会啊被种种的歪道题目啊所诱惑，而命啊说啊由于真正通达了智慧，如果了解了啊世间上的人这种的真我啊，那是一切的这个呼唤，一切的苦恼之根。现在从这个清净的智光当中啊，把这种真我啊完全啊把它关照的呀，不会再存在了，因此啊他也不会再做水做根了啦。
Next, this word transcendent wisdom or Prajnaparamita, that should be elaborated. When a person is able to see things as they are, what is meant is that they see the true character of all phenomena, which is constant flux, constant change. So, attaining this wisdom, simply put, from the Buddhist perspective, is the attainment of supreme wisdom, ultimate wisdom or transcendent wisdom. This transcendent wisdom is the insight, like the light of wisdom, that's able to penetrate the true character, true nature of all things, this constant flux. So there's no permanency, there's no separateness to all things. So because of this, he would not fall prey to such philosophical views or religious views even of some kind of true self that various religious traditions propose. Because this person realizes no such thing as a true, separate, independent self anywhere to be found. So the person with the light of wisdom he has attained can penetrate through to the true character of things and not be swayed, influenced by any philosophical or religious views. The person will be able to see things truly as they are.
现在说西不瑞不罗蜜啊，说镜子大光照世间，镜破黑暗说苦论啊，说这个佛法的不瑞不罗蜜呀，这是一种最究竟的清净的智慧。从这一种的智慧当中的修学体悟，它才能彻底的啊破除这个自我和环境的种种之处。因此呢，从智慧当中啊能够佛写出呀清净光明，把世间的一切哦照得个清清楚楚。这个世间啊可以分成两种解释，一方面是我们自己的身心叫做世间，二方面广泛地说世间种种的一切，我们一般人啊苦恼的地方，不了解身心是会什么样的事情，同时呢对于身心的爱着 对于面对世间的种种的追求啊、哦，他非常啊这个认真。就在这样的认真当中哦，都领了啊，就被自己所得到的，得到的什么是有嘛？所以一般人啊，怎么有哦，看成是真实的。那么现在说啊，我们这个中国的这个文字啊，有的地方啊，啊、哦，它可以让我们启发得很深。说啊，你有了一切了，有权利，有经济，有地位，有种种种种的一切。如果说是你把这些有啊看成是千真万实，你啊就被这些东西困死了了。所以说啊，有字外面加一个框框，在我们中国古代的文字，这些是个围啊，说你这座自己所有的你看不破，你不好好的布施，你家越多啊就越苦恼哦，越把你啊完全啊封锁起来，到最后啊你就死在这个上面，同时啊将来哦又要堕地狱了。所以真正懂得有的人啊，他不会把这有看成自己的，随礼随分随时的布施出去，那么这样子啊，你就不会被这些东西围住了啦。所以我们要懂得这个有的它的厉害，不要啊从这个上面起执着。好，
The luminosity of this wisdom is able to bring forth the true character of this world, and is able to penetrate and shatter darkness, so that the awakened person can transcend the cycle. Cycle refers to the cycle of transmigration, rebirth. Now, what is this luminosity?And this luminosity of wisdom, it is characterized by purity. What is this purity? It is pure or free from the coloration of this self-attachment. Because an individual is free from self-attachment, wherever the person goes, he is not obstructed. And whatever the person perceives, that person is able to see things as they are in its original state, free from any coloration. So for this reason, nothing is hazy, nothing is cloudy, so darkness can be dispelled. But this may sound a little abstract, so I will bring it down to something more concrete to our own daily life. Because when we examine our own daily lives, we see that all of our decisions,opinions is centered around the sense of I, me, my judgment, what I want to attain, what I want to get rid of. Even for an individual who is seemingly very powerful, very influential economically, and has all the resources that at his or her disposal, what characterizes that person is a sense of possession, because these things belong to I, belong to me.But when a rich person, a wealthy person, thinks this way, he or she will inevitably be trapped by all the things that he or she owns. Because of this possessiveness, this thinking that there's actually something concrete outside myself there that I can attain, I can grasp, I can hold on to, as if it's something permanent. Because of that kind of mentality, that person will die by all the things that he or she owns. When we look at the construction of Chinese character, sometimes it's very interesting. Such ancient people is able to devise a character that's so profound in its meaning. Because the character for the word having or exist is constructed such that there's a frame around it. And this is quite telling of what is the actual nature of possession. You are framed, you are trapped, engulfed by what you own. So a person thinking this way will definitely be enslaved by whatever he or she owns. On the contrary, when a person is free from the sense of self, obviously there's no grasping of the sense of other. Seeing other, what is outside oneself, is something concrete, permanent, something obtainable that one can possess, one can own. So free from the sense of self, one is free from the sense of opposition. Free from the opposition, even a rich person, when awakened, will freely give away all that he or she owns to charity, whatever other person needs, able to help, without attachment. That is freedom.
主啊, 出苦轮啊。 说我们如果被这个自我诱惑，或者是说被这个眼睛所有的东西啊，所给其中贪着，那么你这个人啊，就会堕在我道里面啊，等于啊，比那个体轮啊所占来免去哦。 犯过随身，那是太苦恼，太苦恼了。那么现在啊，在这儿啊，我们修学佛法要特别注意，就是说，尽管我有许多的东西，我不要把它看成是自己所有的，我要随时随地啊，用得呀很正确。 应该帮助的，我要尽量的这个帮助。那么像这样子哦，主啊，你把所有的这个有啊，完全啊，施舍出去了。你这个人啊，到了最后了，你才能真正的有。有的是什么？有大智慧，有大慈悲呀，非啊！ 过去了2500多年了，一直到现在呀，还受到全世界的人尊敬。他就是说，把自己所有的一切都完全奉献给众生来了，所以他具有大的这个智慧，大的这个慈悲。这一点啊，我们修学佛法的人啊，要千万注意。 你假如说被普通的油困住来了，你这个人啊，将来太苦恼，太苦恼了。The
cyclic existence mentioned before refers to the rounds of rebirth in Buddhist understanding. This the cause of such continuous rebirth is the very mentality of desire, grasping. Or attachment. So if you think, if a person attaches to whatever he owns as really his or hers, then the destiny of such a person will definitely be in this continual round of cycle of rebirth. In Buddhist iconography is painted as a wheel, and this wheel is so solid, like an iron wheel that continually turns and churns, and all the sentient beings continually unable to free themselves from this cycle of grasping, chasing after one's own desire, objects of desire. So as a Buddhist practitioner, what is concrete and practical that we can all do is not to think of what we own, the things that we have, as truly ours. Because if you truly think that all these things belong to you, then inevitably you are reinforcing, perpetuating this sense of duality. This object and this I that owns the object. So that is the cause of suffering. So if you can view this as temporary belonging to you, and at any time you're able to give it away, and not only give it away with wisdom, that is, what is needed by other people, you give it away appropriately. What is appropriate, you're able to respond. So this kind of giving is a very concrete and practical way for Buddhists to actualize in their daily life their realization of no self.
不然之光啊，偏复杂啊，内空真经，外空无啊。所以啊，这个学学佛法呀，最重要的就是两大主因啊，一呢是般若二是慈悲。 现在就不然的方面来说，简单的解释，不然就是大的这个光明。那么这样的光明哦，那把过去、未来、现前的一切都看得清清楚楚的了。因此，你这个人啊。 众多的互动，种种的这个表现，他在那走上这个自由自在的这个路径。那么像这样的这个般若智光啊，它主要的作用是什么？内空生性，外空无啊。是说啊，世界上多数的人啊。 都是执着自己的入身入心啊，都是真实的。那么现在啊，面对啊自己的环境，说我要种种的东西，这个就是种种的这个无啊。那么现在说啊，你有了真正的般若智光了，时常啊利用这样的光，说啊内空身心，一般人啊贪着自己的身心，放不下这个身心，总希望啊我永远的活下去。 尤其是许多的人越老，他贪心越大。为什么呢？将来啊越想佛嘛，这都是啊最错误的观念。如果是你能从这个真正的智慧当中，这个空是什么？就是说不着于身心就是空，不着于身心就是空。 你能累着哟，不执着自己的这个染污的身心，外在呢也不执着暂时属于我所有的东西。那么这样子啊，师父，你的这个眼光就像虚空一样，把一切看清楚了，一切都不能障碍你了。
When a person can freely give away things, that person is also actualizing compassion. And giving away everything is actually attaining everything, attaining the a lasting kind of impact, not only for oneself but for the world. Take for example, 2,500 years ago, Shakyamuni Buddha, all his life he's given away everything. All that he attained after he reached Buddhahood, he gave away all that he knew, and his lasting impact continues today in all different parts of the world. Now, The next line, the light of this wisdom is pervasive. Internally, it empties the concerns of body and mind. Externally, it empties worldly phenomena. Wisdom in Buddhism is described as metaphorically as light, or luminosity, because it's able to see, is able to clarify things, revealing the natural state of things as they are, free from self-grasping, self-attachment. So, what is this, but specifically, what is this light able to illuminate? It's able to illuminate the actual condition of the body, mind, and the external phenomena. And this process of luminosity is called emptying, the process of emptying. And it empties the concerns of this body and mind. And objects possessed by this body and mind. Now, normally, human beings are constantly making judgments, opinions, views based on actually their body and mind. So they take this as something permanent, unchanging, separate from the other. And because of this, all sorts of problems flourish, all sorts of calamity, vexations flourish. So when one attains this wisdom, is able to empty, which really means clarifying, see actually what the process of this body and mind, and see that it's constantly changing. There's no separateness. And also see that which is possessed by the self, body and mind, and see that that too is constantly changing.
If you know in your own gan ku gu, jie huan zhan he, po xi su. 是说我们现在啊，一个一个的生命，那么现在单就人类来说，生命是什么？生命就是个大苦果啊！请注意注意，凡是啊做母亲的人啊，都有这么个经验，就是个任何样的孩子，才从母亲肚皮里面出来的时候，没有一个把哇哇大哭，这什么？这是苦的报答啊，苦的报答啊！那么现在说啊，我们知道哦，我们呢这个生命啊，说啊都是苦果哦啊，有了这个生命，就种种的这个苦的啊，重重滴滴滴啊，这个压迫。那么现在说个结婚战和啊，破习俗。现在从佛法的观点来说，这个生命是心情的啊，一种互动或者一种的躯体。现在说个我们有了智慧了，就要知道啊，这些东西啊都不是真实的，是种种的幻合因缘啊，暂时啊聚会起来了啊，所以有男有女，有种种的种族的生命出现。那么现在说啊，你就要对这个身心啊一种彻底的认识，是说啊，你不要处处或者一年一年呢，都是啊挂念自己的这个生命，我要求的什么什么样的啊，珍宝金银，我要说过怎么怎么样的好的这个生活，这个都是你的哦，这个细作啊。假如说你能够破除这样的这个细作来了， 那么现在啊，说你的生命啊，就不会再溯源有漏了。换句话说，进进进进，可像那个无漏的大道上迈进。
Most people do not truly understand the nature of their body and mind. They do not understand that this body and mind is actually fundamentally characterized by suffering. Not the kind of painful suffering, but a kind of dissatisfaction that's constantly underlying from one moment to the next life. And for this reason,Buddhists perceive life as a source of suffering. It's not necessarily a pessimistic view, but it's actually a deeper view of the characteristic of life. This suffering is not actually an accurate word, perhaps a sense of dissatisfaction, of this fleetingness, because life from its very beginning, Buddhists often have this analogy of a newborn baby coming into the world. There's not a single baby that does not come into the world without tears, without crying. So all babies come into the world, the first thing that the baby does is cry. And this we can see it humorously as a kind of registering life by crying. But back to this character of birth and of life, we see that from one moment to the next, this constant dissatisfaction pervades our existence. Dissatisfaction of where we are, our station in life. So a flip side of this is this constant seeking. Because of this dissatisfaction, the person is constantly seeking for gold, silver, wealth, power, influence. So it's constantly dissatisfied. And because of this dissatisfaction, this fundamental, essentially suffering, it drives the person to continue. And because of this, this phenomena is what is characterized by Buddhism as a process of outflow. That is, something is constantly flowing out, something is constantly losing. Whereas a person who has attained wisdom is able to, with the light of wisdom, is able to attain the state of non-outflow, that the wisdom is able to preserve the energy.
三过而空，空偏头啊，这么伟大普及啊。那么现在我们这个修学佛法的最主要的是要真正的能观能行啊，这个观啊是彻底的了解，行啊是具体的发挥。说你能够深深的观察到哦，说我根本上就没一个真实的我，有我相对的种种的境界，也就种种的法，也都是因缘所成，也没一个真实的这个自性。但是你能这样的啊，深观而空，而且是说个从这个空慧的当中啊，说个普遍的呀、啊、透进去来了。换句话说，不再有任何样的执着来了。那么到了这样的境界哟、哦，说你这个人啊，一种大的啊，这个胸襟的这个气概，一种勇猛的这个精神。如果在任何情况之下来说， 为了学佛法，为了度众生，就是奉献了自己的一切，都毫无啊畏惧，而且非常的欢喜。那么这样子啊，才能发广大心，普救众生啊。
大师现在只剩下五分钟。
好。
The next line is, because of the profound contemplation of these two types of emptiness, self and the environment, those in living in this utopia, or this, from the Buddhist sense, this ultimate ideal place, are valiant, fearless, and universally benevolent. From the perspective of a Buddhist practitioner, there are two things that should be emphasized. One is contemplation, one is action. Contemplation refers to a thorough understanding, a penetrative insight into how things actually are, free from the coloration of yourself. And action is the actualization of the understanding. So, contemplating these two types of emptiness, what we have explained previously, the body and mind is one set, another is the environment. A person will be truly free from fear, free because the person is free from opposition. Being free from fear, the person is valiant and truly benevolent. Because there's no sense of self-grasping, the person can freely give away all that he or she has to other people, precisely in accordance with what is actually needed. And because of this, the person perfects not only wisdom but compassion.
现在说啊，一去断世所想，早领悟，彻底反省，坦达头。这个时候啊，才能断出这个世俗的想法。世俗的想法都是临着自我。你断出了这个世俗的想法了，那么这个时候呢，他才能超出一般的这个怜爱。超出一般的恐怖，彻底反省，坦达头。你现在彻底反悟上来，把自己的头名啊，说个啊，抬得很高，看清了一切。
When a person is free from self-grasping, eventually this person will perfect wisdom and compassion. And perfecting in the process of this perfection, the person is able to go beyond.Worldly views, this includes sophistry, intellectual, philosophical thinking, and grasping, emotional afflictions, and things of that sort. And when that, and in this process, the person is able to stand upright, free from any fear.
现在说个慧见，慧断。自我系密莫常宽常品格见，一个人啊，真正的学了这个佛法，有了大智慧了，用智慧之境啊，毁断了这个自我的威胁。那么因此这样的一种人啊，在任何时空之下，他这个密莫都非常宽常，他的这个品格，他的气概。都非常健康，都非常健全。
The next line, because they use the sword of wisdom to sever the tyranny of their own self-attachment, their countenance is open and bright, their character upright and healthy. This merely describes a person who's free from, truly free from self-grasping, that when you come in contact with this person, you will sense this person is very open.And his or her countenance is bright, character is very upright and healthy.
我为诸佛总该一切俱苦从自生。那么现在说啊，这个我啊，是一切诸佛的啊，这个总根哦。现在是这个人类的种种的大苦啊，都是从它产生出来的。
The next line, indeed, the self is the root of all calamity, give rise to all manners of suffering. And just again reiterate what had been said before, that the self-grasping is really the root of the calamities and suffering of in humanity.
曾经我断贪痴，说永华普世七十灵。因为我们发心真正学佛的人，他也提倡有时间。是如果一般人都是为自我所困，现在如果从那个佛法的智慧之光的光照当中，根本上啊就没有啊像一般人所执着的那个我。我是什么？就是种种贪种种痴的种根。那么现在说啊，你假使说知道了悟我了，或者证了悟我了，种种的贪嗔痴啊它就没有了咯。因此啊，愿我普世七十灵。一个人啊能断了贪哦，不执着自己了，断了痴了，如果内有种种智慧了，他是一真正的大愿。这个愿啊，他能扩展开来，如果一直扩展到普遍的世界，不断的啊自己发心，总是心心念念祈求这个世界啊永远的安宁，永远的啊太平。好，
这时间到了。
哎，好。
We must actualize selflessness and sever greed and ignorance, and only then will the world be at peace. And this last line summarizes the root of the problem and what has been talked about during this talk, and that is the sense of self-grasping, self-referentiality that underlies all of our moment-to-moment existence. So for a practitioner, they must do away with this self-grasping. And when this is done, they will find that the twofold problems of greed and ignorance, which characterizes all human problems of war, of opposition, and so on, will diminish to the extent of just vanish. And at that time, the world will be at peace, because for that individual, subjectively, they will perceive peace in the world. But also, peace will come about because of that person's vows, that person's aspirations. Because he has no self-interest, he or she devotes his whole life to the benefit of others. And it's just one more step towards the peace in the world. So that vow not only extends to, it's not only limited to that person, but extends infinitely beyond, continuously. This concludes the talk.
讲的不对的地方，请我们寂静老法师和诸位法师不要客气啊，就知道好。
If there's some parts of the talk that you felt that were wrong, erroneous, please feel free to raise questions or correct me, especially Venerable Jixing, who's present, and all the monastics.